If those are two points, I'm not gonna write it down.
The Parshas Vayelech. You have the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's Tkufa, and it says Lo'uchaloid Lotzeis Velovoi, and Rashi says Malamech and Istapmen and Meseres Manas HaChochma, and that's why he went together with Yeshua. So the Gemara says over here that. The Gemara in Saita says that Oitha Shabbos view Zugi Hoya. In other words, it's like when you have two people together running something. So you have over here also Moshe and Yeshua overlapping. The Pashtup Shad is, I mean, okay, Moshe's scoop is winding down. Now Yeshua is starting up. When you have people who are, when somebody takes over somebody else, it's a teva dvarim that there's some sort of overlapping to help teach him and so on. And al pi derech hateva, there's a sensible thing like that. Lemaisa, but it's hard to understand over here. It says on the one hand that Moshe Rabbeinu l'naslechoi and so on, that Moshe Rabbeinu till the last day was as strong as ever. And both of them were being led by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu's Tkufa finish and Yeshua's stop? Why not the shop? Why not he finishes and he stops? The Gemara says, Ein Malchus Neigas, the Malchus Chaverta Kimole Nima. There's no such thing as really overlapping. But here, Chazal say it was Yuzugi. And the Gemara over there by David HaMelech says, that there is no overlapping. When one Malchus finishes, the other Malchus starts. So over here, with Moshe and Yeshua, it's different. Moshe and Yeshua is some sort of overlapping seen as being necessary, or there's some sort of hanhag over here that's called overlapping. And that's an akuda we'd want to think about. You have further on in a pasuk over here that is one of the strange psukim that seem to question the idea of Yediyah versus Bechira, and it says that V'yoyim asher Moshe hincha sheichet ma'osecho v'kom ha'om hazeh v'zana achal heinecha aretz asher bosham bekirboi, and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu tells him that Klal Yisrael will do averus. We're going to speak about this a lot, Ma'arech, and not the point so much I want to make here. But the Gemara over here in Sanhedrin has the following dialogue. It says that the Minim asked, says the Romaim, Sholu Romim as a Bishur ben Hananya, Minayash akashprochu mechayim meisim, v'yodea mashas elias. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Meisim, and he knows what's going to be? Amlo tavayim min ha-mikra zeh. Shnema yom ha-shav ha-moyshin ha-shechem ha-secho. Ukom ha-om ha-zeh, v'zana. So, two things. It says, hin ha-shechem im ha-boy-secho, v'kom. So, the Gemara is dashing the word v'kom on both ends. So first of all, it's as if it says in the pasuk, "If ayim hashal moicha hin chashechem v'secha v'kom," and you're putting the asnachta there, you're going to die and come up and be mischai again. So that's how we know Hashem is mechayim meisim. they dash the pasuk. Yerushal v'secha v'kom oma zevizana. V'dilma v'kom oma zevizana. Maybe just that. Amalhu nekutu mi apalim v'daichu. Yedei mashazir. So at least half of what you said, it will know. Et manami avirchem shem v'shem v'yechoi. Minayin shem v'shprokum ha'imesim v'yedei mashazir. Shnem v'chashem v'secha v'kom v'chulu. That's the Gemara over here. L'maisa, it's the etzim question of the Romans, and the Gemara is bringing it as a shaila, and then the Gemara brings it is not even a shaila of the Romans, is asking a shaila of two things, and answering with one pasuk. The two and yanim have very little to do with each other. One is a shaila. I mean, each one could have stood on its own as an ikur without the other. Tchias HaMesim is one of the ikrim. The Akash Baruch Hu's Yedeas Asidus somehow fits into, I guess, being a Kol Yochol or Yedea Kol or not having gvulas. They don't have anything to do with each other. And why phrase it as a question? Before you even get to the pasuk, it's phrasing it as a question. How do you know that Akash Baruch Hu can do this and this? Why would you lump these two things together? You have a question, Gimel Ikrim. So we say that, so ask each Ikrim. How do you know there's a God? How do you know he's one? How do you know he's not a Balgur from the Chulu? The lumping it together in the question seems that there's something there. It's one Nekuda, really. And the Gemara, the way Gemara wants to dash it, and when the Romans slugged him up, It means he couldn't prove it to them, but he certainly learned the pasuk over here as being both things. He learned the pasuk to come on, but on both ways. The Gemara says in Yuma, there are five pesukim in the Torah that don't have a hechreya, meaning from the pasuk itself, you could not possibly, we don't have clarity in the pasuk which one it is. So this is obviously without the time. So he speaks about the time, and our time, and obviously takes a stand on it. But the Gemara says that these psukim are be'etzim psukim no echreya, shukadim by gvim shukadim, and seis, and five psukim that you could dash both ways. This pasuk, some of them are ambiguous, really big. Suppose it's not even so ambiguous, because hin chashetim l'sechav v'kam, and then the second pasuk be ha'omazev v'zana, would be a very, very cut pasuk. It's certainly it would read it the way we have it in the trap. But upon the Gemara calls it in lechreya. Here we see that in this ein lechreya is that in the overlap we learned both of them. Usually you would learn one or the other. And being that we're not sure which one it is, we could only learn one or the other, and then maybe we wouldn't know either one, because maybe zil hachika itchi. And each time we try to say, maybe read it like this and it's a raya this way, don't let them answer back. No, maybe the pasuk says, you know, shavu zil become. So one of the two, but you wouldn't know which one of the two. In the ein lechreya over here, it seems as if Chazal Dafka, he learned both because it's in Echreya. So this is the Pasuk of Hatchila was trying to tell you both of them because of Echreya. So not only the Pshat that the question is strange, that he included both things for no logical reason, but understanding the Torah, that the Torah wrote it up for that reason, is strange. And especially since there's no reason in the world that these things have to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to die and you're going to have Tchias HaMeisim. So, and then he's saying, Kali Yisrael is going to do Averis and so on. So, why would these two things be dumped together in one pasuk? To Ki'ilu, sharing one pasuk to teach me two inyanim, that really have no shaykhs in other whatsoever, and there's no reason to put them both here, and neither of them especially belong here, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is HaMeisim, but certainly no... I have no reason to put the idea in this pasuk. Those are the nekudas here that we would like to be melaven a little bit. It's especially since this is the final interaction, the Moshe Rabbeinu Kli Yisrael, the final diburim back and forth. it's something that is requires that. In a certain sense, also, what did Moshe Rabbeinu give them? In other words, what was it that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them as an antidote? He said, "I know that as soon as I die, you're going to be Oyver Avodah Zarah. So bad things will happen." So the Shira is Pashas, the Shira Hazinu, and this is going to be happening to you, and that will keep you in good shape. We have the whole Teichacha that we just passed by. We learned the Teichacha Kisavoy that tells us if you do this, this will happen, this will happen. When we were doing the Kinnis, we had this is because of this, this because of this. We go through the whole Teichacha, the things that happen. If a person is not smart enough to figure out from the Teichacha, then how in the world is Hazinu, which is really harder in many ways. The Teichacha is quite blunt. Teichacha quite says, it gives a very clear idea what's happened. The Shiras Hazinu is going to be much more obfuscated. It's really very, very unclear. So that's going to do the trick. If the Chukaisai and Kisavi didn't do the trick, that's going to do the trick. So let's try and understand a little bit this Indian over here. We speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Nimloch. One of the fundamental beliefs is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mugo by Zman, and the name Havaya is Hoya Hoya V'Yiya. And we understand in the following way. We understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. That's obvious. That's Hoiva. We understand, not like Aristotle, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always around, as opposed to Aristotle, where the world is Kadman, and it's an issue with, that's an issue of Emunah. That's a second point. So we understand those two Chalakim of Havaya as coming in contrast with Kfira, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be. So, first of all, what does that mean? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzius is such that it didn't need anything to come into being, it's hard to understand how it would disappear. And what are we referring to? The Avar, we're referring to a certain event that Kadosh Baruch Hu was there before the world, and he brought the world to being. The Asid is just, we feel that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be there forever. What are we saying when we talk about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Asidus? And Tchias HaMeisim, as such, is something which, we were talking about it times before, seems to us, okay, if it's true, it's true. So it's true, and it's an event that will happen. As far as satisfying the concept of Gemul, Gehenim, Gan Eden, Olam HaNeshamos is more than sufficient for that. The Olam Hamas without Tchias HaMeisim is something that fulfills all the requirements of understanding of Tchav HaYinish. And Tchias HaMeisim is a very peculiar type of Inyan. It's something that is it's a type of schar, but so a person believes in schar. A friend comes along and he says he believes in schar vainish, but when it says there's a chveis lebiyosn, it's not a real fish, it's this, it's that. The details of it is not something that we could term in ikre emuna. The way we understand it, chesamaitan, seems to be simply a type of schar, a good schar, a schar for the good. Also, it's a detail of something. It's like all the details of Chazal about the Tzchar. If somebody has Ram Chazal that says, you know, Kol HaNevi'im L'Nisnabu Ela Leh, the whole list of it. But this, Ayin L'Rosh Zor Secha. If somebody has a trouble, so his problem is with Chazal. His problem is with Emunah Chazal. It's not a problem of Ikre Adas. It's a problem with Emunah Chachamim. But it's not a problem with Ikre Adas. Why is Tzchias HaMeisim something that the Mishnah lists. When the Mishnah wants to list somebody, it's crazy, that's that. So we need to understand that the concept of asid, the concept of what asidus is very different than we envision it. Even in the world that we have the chira and so on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's scope is above Znan, which means that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, the Hashgacha Shabbai, the Maisa Bayer Shabbai, extends forever. And it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Bayrei forever. The Yodea Sasidus is not simply like a kind of power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to know Asidus. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shulchan is now on Lasid Lavay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shulit on Lasid Lavay now. And Lasid Lavay is another dimension of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. When he created Zman, it's a way, in other words, I created the clay, and I created the amount of time it takes for clay to set, and I created the setting of the clay in that amount of time. Asidus is the ultimate hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there are some things that are kitikunoi as they are, and there are some things that become what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to become with Zman. That's the Bria. Just like the Bria, no one's going to ask, what do you have, the atoms, the molecules, this, that. It's all Ratz Hashem. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that. He wanted atoms, molecules, and so on, forming a person. They form chains and so on. The Zman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria is part of the Bria. When I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoya Hoya V'yia, it means that his Ratzon is the Avar, Hoiva, and Asid together. What for us is a dimension of time, where each step of the way may be yes, maybe not. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is all part of his Bria. So Lamashal, let's take something in our understanding thing. A person deals with another person, and the person is a big pikeach, a psychologist of some sort and so on, and he knows, I have to get the person upset now. I have to get the person to do this. Eventually he's going to do this, and then this is going to happen, and finally he's going to get there. So this whole process, it's not every minute something else happens. It's a mahalach that time is one of its dimensions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga of the Bria is a Hanhaga where time is also part of the dimensions of Hanhaga. So when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hoya Hoya V'Yia, it's not three different things. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu happened to always been around. Secondly, he still is around. And third of all, he will be around. It's one shem, Yukivavke. It means that included in the Metzius, Havayas means Metzius, including in the Metzius, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it includes Zman within it, which means that the Bria includes in itself Zman, and that's what the Bria looks like. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah of the Asidus is not just a power of some sort, a belief, a lack of limitation. We're not talking about Yediyah in the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu happening to know what the newspaper headlines are going to be for the next 100 years. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking the Asidus into account. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha is, just like if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings some sort of Hanhaga to bear on me, whether it's an easy Hanhaga or a difficult Hanhaga, I see it as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megalgal things to move in a certain direction, and many of those processes are through time through Hasidus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah of Hasidus is that it's part of his Hanhaga Klolis. Tchiyas HaMeisim is not only Schar V'Einish. The reason why it has to be with a guf is because it is the realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nasa Adam B'Tzalmeinu K'Museinu. And Adam B'Tzalmeinu K'Museinu could have been done without Zman, and it could be done with Zman. And that's where Bechira comes in. But once a person chose which way, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving him in a certain direction to bring about the Nasa Adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. Nothing HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is Levatala, and B'meila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga is that which brings about Adam as it should be. Because there was a Ratzon Kadum that the crown of the Bria, the Tachas of the Bria, be Tzuras Adam, and it's happening through Zman. That is the way it's happening, through Asidus. So Tchiyas HaMeisim and Asidus, and Yediyas Asidus is one thing. The Yediyas Asidus means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing about the Tachas HaBriya through Asidus, and that's true by through the Hashgacha, and the end result is Tchiyas HaMeisim. So, Moshe Rabbeinu's Hanhaga of having of the Yoyma Achen of Moshe Rabbeinu, and let's understand where this point comes in for the Zman. In the Zman that things are happening, when they're happening through Zman, being that we are limited, we see no Hashgacha in that period of time. We don't see Hashgacha because it's just like a two-dimensional being doesn't see an oimik of three dimensions. There's no such. I mean, he can't perceive it. We who are within Zman, this type of Hashgacha, we have no shaykhs to. And that means that from the period that things started moving to the time when it's realized, we have no shaykhs to. That's the pshat over here in the v'chora. What will happen is, v'yim Hashem al Moshe, hin chashaychi b'am v'ysecha, become omaze b'zono. What was needed to be able to be mamshich, what was needed in order to be able for that anhaga to show how that anhaga happens was the overlapping of Moshe Rabbeinu's anhaga to Yeshua's. In other words, the understanding that Yeshua's anhaga is really a Yad HaRicht of Moshe. If there'd be a hefsik, then there's Moshe's Hanhaga and Yeshua's Hanhaga. In a certain sense, that's true. Ein malchus nagas malchus chaver t'kimol enima. That's in a certain sense. But in a panimistic sense, the Hanhaga of Yeshua, when you're looking at it in the long perspective, where Zman really is just another dimension of something, so it's the same. Moshe, specifically, needed to be duzugi with Yeshua, needed that overlapping so that it become understood as one anhaga. The lack of a chreya tells me, it's awesome. The lack of a chreya of the pasuk tells me, look at it in one way, the pasuk is the Yediyas Hasidus, and look at another way, it's the Tchiyas HaMeisim. It's one and the same. The Yediyas, Tchiyas HaMeisim, not something that we say it in the Emunah, Kishayala Ratzon Tnei Abayi. That's how we'll perceive it. One day there'll be Tchiyas HaMeisim. We see nothing in the way of Chias Mason beginning to happen. The dead stay dead. There's nothing, and more living people die. That's all. That's what we see. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chias Mason, like we spoke a few times, V'nemon Atalach Chias Mason, there's a kav that's nimshach now. And in the Yedias Hasidus lines, Chias Mason is the tachlis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now has for that. It says that so the Pshischa says it, and the quote by Sfatemis and so on, that that itself is, in other words, their gum is that they can feel that there's a maskana tabu kirbi, that I could do bad enough to chase him out. And that's a pgam. That's something where it's al ki'en l'kai b'kirbi means that I was menatik HaKadosh Baruch Hu nesidus, that I have the ability, that my bechira could shut out his idea, so to speak. That's an avera. The shira is very different. It's written very, very different than the teichachas. We asked about the teichacha and what does the shira add to it. Sahakol Mitrecha is a lot more in detail with all terrible things that will happen, very, very detailed in Kisavai. The Shira is kind of very, very vague. What's the Maila the Shira? The Teretz is, the Shira is written, the thread of Hazinu is the Sheresh developing into the Asif. It's Binu Shnais Der V'Der. In other words, the whole Shira is, this is what happened, and then this is what happened, and then this happens, and this happened. It's a whole. It's the Hemshach Advar. It's fascinating. There's no kpedus in giving the aliyahs in the Torah are random, pretty much. There are hundreds of minhagim, different aliyahs. Hazinu is something that there's a kpedah. Naziv loch, there's a kpedah where to stop. And the answer is because since the whole purpose of Hazinu is to show the retzef, if you break it in the wrong place, you lose out. It's like when you have a necklace. If you take out the pieces where they snap together, you can snap them together. If you break a piece, you have no more necklace. Every pasuk stands by itself. Every pasuk stands by itself. Every stuma, every psucha, and even psukim, they stand themselves because they don't have, they have a connection with the other ones, but there's not, so you lose the connection. It's not, you're not being oike the teichon of the parasha. Over here, since the retzef, since the hemsheichis is what it's there, so there's carefully prescribed places where you can open the necklace and be able to snap it back again. So al kapanim, the answer of this shira is, if a person ever imagines that there's a metzias of becoming void of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's it. We were able to snap the chain and it's finished. It's over with. But Anza shows that the Shira includes that in the chain. That's the Surah, and that's the Hemshach of Hazinu. That's true about Klal Yisrael. And it's we're talking about Klal Yisrael in the broadest scope of Ashgacha and so on. It certainly is true in terms of a person himself. And let's understand the Nafka Mina. It says Kolas Cholas Kashis, that every time a person starts something, it's kosher. Yesh Me'ayin is true Yesh Me'ayin is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for us, the more something is Yesh Me'ayin, the longer we've been away from something, the harder it is to stop. Anytime you have to stop, it's a problem. And it falls under the klal of kolas cholas kashis. In the world of chet, when the reason we have a problem tackling really big and difficult issues that we've become enmeshed in, or we've just not performing, is, you know, tazveni yomi mazveka. So if I haven't done this, then forget it. And a person in general can say to themselves, yeah, I'm not much, and I can't pull myself, not going to be much, and that's it. That's a person's attitude. And it's something which is, in a certain sense, a manea of tshuva. When a person piles on how bad he is and how terrible he is and how this and that, so on and so forth, the person is many times excusing himself. It's ironic that when a person gives himself very, very heavy musa, then the person is excusing himself. So it's another way to excuse himself. The brain is incredibly brilliant at finding excuses. So one extreme is it's not an avera. The second one is such a bad avera that I have no chelik and there's no makom for tshuva and shalom Yisrael. One way or another, I'm just not going to do it. It's not me. It's not, and so on and so forth. The pasuk tells you that no matter where you are, ein elokai bekirbi is wrong. It's not a very in its own right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yediyas hasidus means that there is no Gilgal. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu really felt the mashal, it says vayif and koyve koyve ak ancient ish, that Moshe Rabbeinu killed him because so nobody good is going to come out of him. Nothing good will come out. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that a person is not going anywhere, then he wouldn't be going anywhere. It's not a question. Yediyah is not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu happens to know. It's not information. Yediyah and Hashkach is the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving things towards realizing a tachlis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind. And the question is, So if something has no tachlis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bechira is not an end unto itself. Well, I gave this guy bechira 20 years ago when he was born, and I'm stuck with the decision, and for the next, who knows how many years, next 100 years, I'm stuck with that decision. That's not emet. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. The idea of Hasidus means that he's bringing everything to a tachlis. Bechira is a tool to get things to a certain tachlis. So to be able to say that ein elokai bekirbi at any moment is really, really seiser our emunah ikris HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yedeas hasidus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving me right through the mahalach of hasidus, through the mahalach of zman. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. So he's creating this influence on me, he's creating this pressure on me, he's creating this nisayin, he's creating this siyuai, and so on. What the cheshbon is beyond. But one thing is clear, it's a cheshbon, on and on and on. That's what he's telling you. Parashas Hazino, which is in the Torah, is called Shira, and Hazino is called Shira. It's telling us that the dimension of Zman, that if there's any nekud of Zman that I exist in, it means that I exist in the Asid as well. And that's where it's headed to. It's a very, very different environment than if a person is kind of it's stuck and feels it's all my Bechira, and that's it. It says in the Sfarim, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem Lifnech, Hashem Achach, Hashem brings. It's the same Shem Havaya. What does it mean that Hashem Litzachat? It may not be a different Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can understand that. There's a name like this, there's a name like this, so one is for this, one for that. It's telling me, like we said, the Havaya Litzachat and the Havaya La'achachat means there's the same Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu moving things. It might require, it's like when a person has, today we have Ideal Mashalom, the same GPS will get you to the destination. The question is if you blunt it, you have to reroute it. But it's always homed on the destination. It's always getting you there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shem Havaya. It's a steerer to the Shem Havaya if it would be possible to take a wrong turn and not go anywhere. Even those in Yanim that it says that Elam Chesom Haba and so on, it says Doshri Shumos, there's something there. There's something there that will come to its tikkun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing around for nothing. And if a person's, and if even if there would be no purpose for the person's existence, he wouldn't exist. That's axiomatic to us. So when a person approaches Yom Kippur, when a person looks at himself, the person needs to understand that the same havaya that he was cognizant of before the chet, and the same havaya that he's going to see at the end of the tunnel, is there now. Yes, he feels ein elokai v'kirbi, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm here, then he's here. There's no mitzias. I would not be here if he were not here. And if he were not here, it means that there's no purpose. There's no tikkun for me. I'm not going anywhere. That would be a path to disaster. The emunah of Hashem, yes, I am aware of Yudkei Vavkei before the chet, and after I'm a spal for Achmas, at first says me, I'm aware of another havaya. But in the middle, there's a long thread of havaya to havaya that's the same, but I'm just oblivious to it. The Yediyas HaSidus and the Tchias HaMesim is one and the same thing. Tchias HaMesim means bringing everything back to the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu had and to the Mavla HaKadosh Baruch Hu had. That's Tchias HaMesim. When everything in the Bria takes the Tzura that was returning spark, he allowed for Bechira, he allowed us to choose the route, but he's the one who created the Bria as a Bria, and we chose the route. The Mahalach in the middle, the final become, some of the Mefarshim are Medayik. They ask a sort of a Shaila, and they Medayik why the Gemara wanted to learn, that the Kum is going to the early part of the Pasuk instead of the natural split of the Pasuk to become Ambezana. Because the Kum is usually a positive term. It means something, Vayokum Asada, it's something which it usually denotes a very, very, very positive event. So if we'd be going, a Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mason, that's become is positive. Become on the Zana would be against the natural the natural type of become. The way we're explaining it, by darshing the pasuk of Ein Lechrea, then the become, if become means that Moshe Rabbeinu comes up again, and I want to type something into this pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu as a person, with his tzitzkis and godless and everything about Moshe Rabbeinu, Isha Lakim, is not something that the Torah writes about. Because that's Moshe's sefer. That's sefer tells on Moshe Rabbeinu, see Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing to do with me. The Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah writes about is Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Moshe Lekam Navi, it's Moshe who's the Goyel, it's Moshe Rabbeinu of Kali of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what Moshe said, the famous Sifrachot. I don't have a Mitzvah other than that, and so on. The Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah is the Moshe Rabbeinu of Kal Yisrael. And if Moshe Rabbeinu's Vikam, if the Torah is Mitzayin Moshe Rabbeinu's Kam, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Tchias HaMesim, it means as the Manig of Kal Yisrael. And the Torah says that Vikam shares the become the zana om. The realization of Klal Yisrael, of Moshe Rabbeinu being Mani Klal Yisrael in Lasid Lovay, the Tchias HaMesim Moshe Rabbeinu Klal Yisrael goes through the zana. It's also Mahalach. Hazino includes itself. Before it gets to the end, it includes itself a detour. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. So Klal Yisrael's Tkuma and Moshe Rabbeinu's Tkuma, it means that once we understand that, we'll understand that we can share the become with the zana. La'acha ma'isa, we're able to understand Mafreya where it was. And that's all the Gemara's, the Tshuva Me'ava, Nasa Kishuyas. In other words, it's a realization that sometimes a detour with a lot of tough bumps in the road, a lot of rough rides, brought me back to where I should have been. Like I said, it's true in the sweep of Chrysler's history, and this is the parasha. It's true that the parasha is always comes out either Shabbos Shuvah or Shabbos after the Shabbos of is that Shaykh Yom Kippur, and the understanding for a person's head is a person needs to understand himself that if he exists, then his life has a mahalach to bring him to Tchiyas HaMeisim, to bring out the person that he is. And even understanding that, it's very hard to keep the current bankruptcy and trying to rebuild a business. Nobody's stamina goes more than 3, 4, 5 times. And as you go through and Kippur will become more jaded. But if a person has a more honest look at himself, and if a person has enough sense to be able to understand what he did wrong and where he wants to move differently, then that itself is part of the come. If a person understands that the become of the zana is the same as the become of hine shechem asecha become, that sometimes the roughness of where the person went through becomes his tchiyah, then the person holds on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter where. And when a person feels that there's a lekim bekirbi, then he has the courage, he has the cheshek that's needed to keep moving forward. So we should be zeicha to hold on to that tfisa, that understanding, that whatever it is that the person needs to change and do and so on, it's part of a mahalach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah exists even if he can't see him, and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah leads to that person's rebirth and schism.
So what is the role of the bumpy road or the avero? Know that even that despite the avero that people or whatever that we do, that Hashem's still with us?
Understanding that you know, it's whatever it is, it's a piece on that road, on that mahalo.
It is getting to Mary mentioned that the idea of Tatsidos or whatever, it's almost predestined that God bearers will happen.
It's not predestined, it's a mahala. Sometimes a mahala is through a rough road, and then there'll be a lot of bumps. You know, the person chooses the road, but then they're different options, different mahalas.